sides, all directions, above and below, around myself and around each person here with us and each person that listens in the future. And I fill that space with Source and followers of Source from the light. I am so thankful to be able to be a direct channel for the Holy Spirit and the cosmic Christ consciousness. I'm honored by the presence of each of your master guides, each of our master guides, teachers, and angels. I know they hold the intention that all healing, all information, all releasement, all transformation, all integration is for the highest good and highest joy of each person here with us or each person that listens in the future. I'm also thankful to be able to step aside my own personal beliefs and paradigms, my own programs, my own ideas and contracts, so that all information that comes through is clear, concise, and succinct. I do open the Akashic Records to be able to see past, present, and future. And for this, I give thanks. So it is good day to you. Good day to you. So it is a teaching session today. teacher. Here we go. And you are the teachers. You know you are. But with that energy that is swirling around, the focus that is coming in, know that you are indeed the teachers. You are the ones that are going back to your community in 2 days. One day, going back into that energy and acknowledging that focus that is coming in the depth and in the clarity for humanity's transformation. You're not here by accident. Even though sometimes you think, well, it is really too cold here until you step into the hotel rooms at the Moose Lodge, and then you go, whew. So this is the temperature that people like, huh? You see, your system... You see how quickly your system adapted to the cold temperature. Because now when you step outside and it is 27 below zero, you think, oh, I need to take this off, it is too hot. And you only have one layer of long johns on instead of three, maybe. So with that energy, know that you are adapting to your environment. Over the next 15 to 40 year, you will get the opportunity to use that skill of adaptation, even in a deeper sense. Because as the Kryon, our dear friend, says, there's going to be a mini ice age. It is 11-11. Oh, yes. Congratulations.
Yep, 11-11. Oh, it's a lullaby.
So, as it is 1:11, and we talk about the mini ice age and being prepared for that, let us just take that moment to honor the highest order of humanity, of the guides, the spiritual leaders of this planet, and to give thanks for their evolution, our evolution, as well, to prepare for the coming times. As we put our hands by our face, we just give honor for ourselves and our position here, and we give honor and thanks for the great Mother Earth and how she is cycling through, and in this realm, you humans do not have to become extinct. And then from your heart, We honor all peoples and give thanks for the leaders of this planet, that they will be leading with clarity and wisdom, understanding, compassion, with ego-less decision-making process, ego-free, to honor the earth as a sustainable source of energy, to honor the cycles of this planet. And as we honor the cycles of this planet, we give thanks for all things. So now, can you imagine, which we did not, that was very pretty, we did not record that.
Which is too bad, so we
can
get that recording from you.
Ah! So, as you understand, that if every person on the planet at 11:11 a.m. set an alarm, and even though it may be a very quick thing, if you're driving, you could go drive here and give thanks, drive here and give thanks, and drive here and give thanks. It can be very quick. That it is very powerful for your energy, for your frequency, for your connective point. You see what we say? Because in this in the planetary shifts that are coming, you see it here already. They've had less snow here than they've had in previous years. That is the natural cycle of the planet. It is not in danger. The planet is doing what it does. The people of the planet, by their panic or their fear, that is where their challenge becomes. It is like last night when we went up to the snow cat up at the top of the mountain, and we were awarded instantly and then nothing. No one really complained. Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
No one really thought, oh, I'm sitting up here, and I'm spending all this time up here and in the cold and blah, blah, blah. Instead, we started embracing what was present right before us. And that is the key, is to embrace what is present right before you. Even though it may not make logical sense at the moment, you might think, well, yes, but can't we see more aurora? The aurora was there. It was above the clouds. You felt the magnetics of it. You felt the energy of it. You felt the power of it when the magnetics brought the door open. That's how powerful the aurora is. That's how powerful your instincts are in survival, in planning ahead, in protecting others, and in allowing the release. So that was a multiple avenue of invention there, a multiple energy. The energy caused the door to slip open because it was nearly impossible for dearest Vian to reach up with her bag and open that. So the door opened with the energy of the magnetics that were pulling that door. That was the fact. Mm-hmm. The door opened, to give you a metaphor as to how quickly you can react in what could be, what might have been, an emergency situation, even though it was not. You were always, of course, did you notice that at that moment, you know, sometimes as you were riding along, that is when we came in, when we noticed you're riding along, going up here, and everybody's sliding back down and squishing Vian and Robert, and you're squishing, but at that moment when the door flew open, you were not. You were stationary, and it wasn't sweeping you out. It was only sweeping out those things that you no longer need in the magnetics. You see what we say? As you said, Gary, allow that release. Anything that separates you from your intention, we're letting it sweep down the mountain and be gone. be transformed with the iridescent quality of the snow and the sun and the light and the magnetics of the northern lights. That is the key. And as that is the key, we're glad someone else is, oh good, someone else is still recording because we're having opportunity. So in that opportunity, know that that is where growth happens. And as that growth happens, the opportunities that come forward are expanded. Powerful. We're going now. We don't know if it stopped or not. But in that energy, you love her. You see, sometimes it takes more than one to accomplish something. Sometimes people get used to having to do it all themselves. Our vessel Marilyn was one of those people. And she gave evidence of that when she refused to have her ego step down and say, I need some help here, when she was up to her tatas in snow, her sacred tatas in snow, when she fell into the embankment with no one around. It was the ego that prevented her from yelling out for help. But at the same time, that was a power-filled moment. For with that power-filled moment, do we need to stop?
Yeah, just for a second.
So this will be a 3 or 4 part channel. We'll see if someone can push it together. So in that essence, know that sometimes fears come up. Sometimes you have a fear. You had mentioned a fear is too strong of a term early on in the transportation part, where you said, but if we put our suitcases outside of our door, what if someone makes off with them? You know, to trust that the universe has your back. To trust. Now you have to be smart. You might not want to do that maybe in Harlem or other places on the planet that there's high crime rate. We don't know that there's any hardly crime rate here.
Well, I only said that because my gloves were missing the day before they were taken and I didn't get them back till the next day.
They were taken?
They were taken.
By mistake, because I were returned the next day.
They were returned the next day, but I didn't know that. So that's because my gloves disappeared, and the guy said, oh, I'll be here, don't worry. And when I got back, they were there, and then I said, well, can I keep these until the next round, because I'm going dog sledding? He goes, yeah, just bring them back. And then when I brought them back, mine were gone. So that's why it popped out, because I didn't have any fear for that, but it's like, I just experienced it right there. I wouldn't assume it if it hadn't happened.
So what do you suppose would be within one to create that kind of a situation? You know, because many times, and maybe it is about being aware of where your belongings are. And maybe that is the metaphor there. Maybe it is about trusting that your belongings will always return to you. Mm-hmm. You know, and the key is to know that as a spiritual being of light, you are your creator. You know, the vessel Marilyn created falling into the snowbank all by herself. She created that so she could learn, that makes sense. Yes? So what else do you create so you can learn? What else are those steps of transformation, which sometimes can feel like a big mucky pile of poo, and it can be up to your eyeballs in poo, and then in that energy,
contrast.
Contrast, is that a better term?
Yeah.
golden
opportunities.
Opportunities. Opportunities. We prefer that term opportunities because every essence is an opportunity for growth. Every energy is an opportunity for growth. You go up to the top of the mountain and you sit for 3.5 to 4 hours without ever seeing the stars was an opportunity for growth. So then what did you do in that process internally? Did you think, oh, we shouldn't have done this, this was ridiculous, blah, 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 blah. Next time this has happened, next time. Which would not be the case if the aurora was a glorious overnight. You see? We should have followed our own guidance and stayed back in bed with Lorette and Kathleen. And yet, you would not have had the experience that you did as they had their experience. So you see, and that is where we are helping and working on training people and opening that avenue so that intuitive guidance is very clear. So that intuitive guidance is something that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt. This is where you are to be. Every step of the way. And that is the key. And to not let your ego get involved. Because the ego's a sneaky little fellow. Or a sneaky little girl, depending on who your ego is. We say your ego is probably both male and female, because they can speak from both sides of the brain. And in that energy, sometimes it is about setting boundaries that are not necessary, maybe, that your ego wishes to come in and set those boundaries because you can. If you've ever talked to a person that is sick, they get very demanding as to their space and their bedding and their
needs
and how dare you not fulfill that. It's because they can't really control the sickness. So they will control whatever they can. So they can be treated with love and compassion to help. You see what we say? So when you have situations that you are wanting to control, because of one thing or another, ask, is this really necessary or is this my ego wanting to take control of the situation because something else is happening? Does that make sense to you? With the transformation of light that is happening within you right now, and that is what's happening today, is your day of integration, and tomorrow is your day of preparing to re-enter humanity. You felt the shift from the sacred base camp to the busyness of, now imagine what it is like to take this energy and go to the airport or your home. So that is what we will talk about tomorrow, but not today. So in that energy, though, know that you get the opportunity to hold that sacred space of base camp, which we love the name of that. Mm-hmm. It is your base camp. Hold that sacred space, which the creature comforts were not necessarily as well provided as they could have been. Mm-hmm. And it was all right. Because everything else was so expansive. And that is the key to take out.
Grudge door open.
To open the way. To open that garage door and take out into humanity is to always remain that sacred, honoring space. You see what we say? No matter where you are. I know that sometimes things get a little bit harassing and you might stomp your feet a bit, and that's all right. As long as you realize that it's really your issue that you're stomping your feet about. Huh? Question? About anything?
I have.
Yes?
I'd like to understand more clarity about the magnetics and the connection to that.
the sun in this galaxy sends out that energy and affects the magnetics of all the planets in this galaxy, and it affects in other galaxies as well because they have their own magnetics. So what happens is the particles in the air that you cannot see with your eye start magnetizing itself together, because the Earth is magnetic, yes? One of the reasons that Northern Lights may not be as regularly spectacular as you see in some of the pictures is because the magnetics of the planet is being blocked off a bit by concrete and buildings and things like that. So out here, you don't have that. So you've got the magnetics that are coming through and intermingling with the magnetics of the planet to cause a reflective source of energy. Now you, as light plurkers, are standing in the middle of all that magnetics. So you can embrace that magnetic energy to you to decide and to receive what it is that you are choosing to receive. If you are wishing for your career, your new stepping into your power, into your own healing business, the career stepping into your power, in your healing the relationship with your mother, or whatever, whatever, those magnetics can be amplified through your field. And since 9 out of 10 times there's 14 of you in the field of each other, you are also utilizing the magnetics of the group, which is why the Joy and the Vessel bring groups to pick up those aspects of being frozen in the snow so you can heal it, to pick up those aspects of seeing beyond the physical and seeing the illumination. And that encompasses the magnetics of the planet, the sun, the galaxies, and the other planets there. Does that answer your question?
I was under the impression that the magnetics were a group of beings, not necessarily human, but they were beings.
Well, that may be different magnetics.
So that's why, because when you were just talking about magnetics, my tongue was just vibrating and feeling magnetic on my into my tongue.
So are those beings that are in your energy field?
I don't know.
Ask.
Yes.
So you are bringing through magnetics. So maybe you will begin channeling and speaking them out and bringing the messages of the magnetics, another extraterrestrial, interdimensional race, which is what we are receiving in this moment.
Oh, okay.
New information! We celebrate new information, by the way. And so they have, does anyone else have that?
Just on the tip.
Tiddling in the tongue?
Just the tip.
No, yeah. So we believe that it is you.
Oh, and it comes and goes, kind of like the blowing of the nose. I feel it really strong sometimes.
So maybe that is the, and you hear it is with the Vessel Marilyn now, hear that recalibration. We know she is spending this year in a recalibration of the energy that is to come. So it is very possible that you are as well, and that tiddling of the tongue is the magnetics, the beings that may be called the magnetics, which is different than the magnetic force of this planet and the sun and the solar system, we believe. They may tell us differently when you begin channeling.
Okay.
What is this energy you said that is coming?
What energy?
You just said that the Vessel Marilyn is preparing for this energy that's coming.
She is calibrating anew. Okay. She is stepping into a new dimensional realm of herself. She does not know that. You don't have to tell her. Or you could. That's what I was like, oh dear. For the last time that happened, she walked in. It must be important because the bells are ringing. So understand, it is in preparation for that which is to come. Because you see, in the next 3 years, it is our belief and our intention to help the planet at large accept the channeled information from the higher sources in all avenues, not just in esoteric. One of the best channelers on the planet was the Buddha or Yeshua or the great teachers, Muhammad, Jehovah. For you see, they brought in that higher message, and there is no difference there.
Mm.
Or the magnetics. Or the galactics.
Mm-hmm.
The galactics are saying that the magnetics are a part of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So is the calibration an ongoing thing, or does it reach a point of you're done, you're cooked?
What we see is the calibration has levels, and you calibrate anew, and then you level off, and then you calibrate anew again, and then you level off. We believe that when you're done calibrating completely, you no longer have a body.
Mm.
Some people would call that ascension. There are so many different definitions of ascension rolling around there, we hesitate to describe it. However, we see that as you are finished in the calibration, you have arrived on a plateau, but there's usually another stage of learning, of growing, of expanding, of evolving, until you have evolved to the extent that you no longer need your body, and you may come back here by choice, as Gondi, as some of the great leaders and teachers of this planet said, okay, I will go back and teach what I know and be an example. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
As being a magnetic, should I be worried about toxins and stuff? Like,
no.
Okay.
You should not be worried about anything.
I mean, for the human body, do I need to ask? Okay.
You and the vessel Marilyn had a conversation about heavy metals in
mm-hmm.
your system.
Mm-hmm.
So. The metals in your system may be helping to magnetize
mm-hmm.
those magnetics, but you
mm-hmm.
don't want to overload that energy.
Okay.
So do not worry,
because okay.
worry is counter to divine order.
Right.
Have an awareness.
Okay.
And as that awareness comes in, that is where we say to truly be in that place of ego-free clarity. And to know that when you are led a certain place, as you each were led here, some places sometimes we had to work a little harder to get some people here than others. And some knew that I'm there. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm going to be there. And all they had to do was say yes. And in that capacity of saying yes, you are saying yes to that transformation. You are saying yes to stepping forward in as ego-free as possible, to trust that that which may have gone missing, if it was yours, will return. If it was not, someone else may get the opportunity to enjoy it, and someone else may say, oh, but I've got these you could have. Which may be better. You see what we say?
Mm-hmm.
Question.
Could you expand more about the past residents of the Draco constellation that needs a home?
Expand about the past residents of the Draco constellation that needs a home. Not to be confused with the Draconians.
Absolutely not.
The Draconians are the reptilian energy, which the Dracos are not. There are 12 root races of extraterrestrials. The Draco is one of them. The Draconians is another. You see what we say? So, the planet, or the solar system that the Dracos were from seems to have been become uninhabitable by their energy. Particles of it are still there, but they cannot inhabit it. So they, like the rest of some of the galactics, are searching for a new avenue, a new space to be present in and to live in harmony and love as they are learning to love. They understand harmony, but that harmony as they understand it has no emotion, which is not necessarily harmony. They are learning. And so what we are seeing is that those root races of galactics, the different worlds have come together and are working unitedly to come through, not necessarily to be confused with the magnetics, because they are an interdimensional race, not a root race. You see what we say? You see the difference? There are a very few humans who have been all 12 of the root races in their evolution. And that is one of the reasons that galactics are choosing to speak through those few that have had that experience. So they can tap into their Akash and pull up that energy, even though they may not have a conscious recognition of it. You see what we say?
Does that answer your question? It has broadened my understanding.
Yes, and there will be more broadening of your understanding, as it is possible that in your learning to channel, you will be channeling those. But you must always be very clear to make the distinction between the two.
Yes, which is why I wanted to hear your specific words.
Yes.
Before channeling.
The Draconians, they're wonderful energy and wonderful race. However, we know that they are in the process of evolving into lighter beings.
Yeah.
And they will.
Yeah.
And they don't necessarily need your help.
No.
But we love them all the same.
Yes.
You see what we say?
I hear you.
You see, when you have someone that is so completely different than you, if you treat them with judgment and hate and disdain, that energy gets bigger. If you treat them with love and honor and respect, that says, I do not have to necessarily interact with you, but I hold you in love. I hold you in education. I hold you in receiving the wisdom that you or your race needs to evolve so we can all become light beings. I hold that as a possibility. But I don't have to have you move through my body. I don't have to have you move through my space. I don't have to have you move into my energy. And if I see you moving into my energy, I will ask you to leave. Our vessel Maryland encountered a few Draconians in human form, and one was very early on in our experience with her. She may or may not have been channeling yet. However, a fellow, he was a spiritual leader of the community. He was sometimes inappropriate with women, but he was still a spiritual leader of the community. And she looked at him very closely in his eyes, and looked at him with love as he was talking with her, and she saw the extra eyelid, and saw the reptilian eye, and then he blinked again. And it was within 3 days that he sent out to the spiritual community all that the vessel Marilyn was bad and evil and blah, 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 to try to color that, because she had seen him, because she can see. And so understand that you will be tested, you will be shown that the light and the dark is there, the evolved and the unevolved are there, that it is not about the separation and there are many people that think that there's only one, blah, 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 just like, oh, come, semantics, give us a break here. So in that energy, it is about accepting them where they are, accepting the reptilian where they are, but you do not have to invite them into your space. In that situation, the vessel Marilyn did nothing. She only said, and she was channeling at that point. She only just sent him love and held him in assistance and asked that if it was possible for him to evolve without being inappropriate with women, without the negative energy that is associated with the reptilian, for him to evolve. And it has taken him quite a while, but he's still around. Mm-hmm. And he has evolved some. Mm-hmm. Does that help?
That helps a lot.
Yes, yes. We must love all. They don't say, the master, Yeshua, does not say, love all except this one. They say, love all. As you love yourself. Not instead of, but as you do. You have a question?
Yes. The other day when everyone was healing me.
Yes.
And you asked me, who did you just say? Something Swati?
Saraswati.
Who is that?
Saraswati is an India Hindu goddess. And she is the goddess of love and light. She is the goddess of connection. And she is one of your guides. She has come into your guidance lately to help soften your heart in judgment of others. She's very clear about that. She has come in to help you learn your next steps. Mm-hmm. That is also what your knee is about, is arguing with your next steps. You understand? Yay.
Yay.
You can have that discussion without the argument, however. Mm-hmm. So the tendons and the ligaments of your knee are torn is not the right term. It is like stretched. They are stretched. And so they're not holding the muscles on your knee structure effectively. So therefore, and they've not done this for quite a while, so therefore your cartilage has been worn and the bone of the knee is frayed. And that is what is causing the pain.
And the instability.
And the instability, because the tendons and the ligaments are what are holding the muscles in place to hold your leg up, right? And so start rebuilding it. Holographic healing can help. She's a holographic healer. You've taken the course, yes.
Physical therapy too would help a lot.
Yes. So be aware, but you are rebuilding from the inside out. Yes. Saraswati will help. She'll help with that emotional component.
Thank you, Saraswati.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Question. Anything.
Anything to... I have not yet developed how to identify my guides. I think I know, but I'm not sure.
And you said that very well. So you don't have to change your bracelet. Do you see the difference? You can say, I don't know who my guides are. You know, which is the purchase order. And yet I've not been able to identify them yet, is the difference. They will identify themselves to you. If you wish to know who your guides are, take a deep breath. We ask in this company, this divine segment of 14, and anyone else who is listening in the future, if they are asking who their primary guides are that are helping them from their dimensional self and their higher self and their interdimensional realm, if it is important for them to be identified so we have something to call them, which our logical linear brain likes. We ask for that to be possible and them to communicate with us, to speak their name inside of our each individual field now. And we breathe into that intention. We are completely open to the receptivity and the knowledge and understanding, even though the words may not make a logical sense. We ask for a name, if it is in our highest good, to receive it. Receptivity? You wish to name it?
Go around the circle.
Mother Mary. Mother Mary? There's too many to name.
White Wolf.
White Wolf.
Received to Yeshua.
Yeshua.
And
Yahyana. Interesting.
Nothing clear.
Yes. Nothing clear yet.
Yep.
Yes. Got to get that logical part.
I received Mary Magdalene. I saw a lot of faces, and they said, "We will reveal as
yes.
the time comes."
Yes, Saraswati will. I'm
sure she was there.
A picture.
A wreath.
Of roses.
A wreath of roses. Some say that the Divine Mother, Lakshmi, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, roses. Yeah. Some say it is your guide though, so you have to decide.
I have a few.
A few.
Mother Mary's or hers, Isis, in the name. Michaelos, M-Y-C-E-L-L-O-S.
Michaelos?
Yeah, I saw the name. M-Y-C-E-L-L-O-S.
So you want to write that down, M-Y-C-E-L-L-O-S. Michaelos. Interesting.
I think Yeshua and Anna.
And Hannah?
Anna.
Mother of Jesus.
Anna, of course.
Grandmother.
And Yeshua. Her grandmother.
A door open.
Wait. Step in. Step through the door, huh?
To Galactic Council Charlie, as in Alpha Bravo Charlie. This one is Charlie.
Of course.
And Aktara.
Aktara. Excellent.
I got Darby and Encanta. In Wellington.
Excellent. Perfect. Mm.
Jeshua and To.
And To. To as in T-O-T-H. Or To as in To.
T-H-O-T-H.
To. Excellent. Excellent. And also know that the names that may be given may be the names that you can understand right now, or you are ready to step into right now. A vessel Marilyn, she heard conic at first, which is the first guide that ever revealed themselves to her, which is actually Raphael, but at the moment she could not have accepted that Raphael would come to her. So know that that may be the case with Wellington or something like that, or Darby. Maybe that is their name. It is not for us to decide.
I think it's when I gave them.
It is possible. So understand and know that if you didn't sense or hear or have a conscious recognition of aware that your logical mind can put a definition behind or a spelling behind, that does not mean that they are not there. Mm-hmm. That means that you are evolved enough that you don't have to name.
I have a sense that it's not appropriate for me to name or pin my conscious mind on any individual entity, that somehow it's just not appropriate for me to do that.
Exactly. I don't know. That's just what we are saying. Some have evolved to the point to where that energy has become one with them. Mm-hmm. Which
sense energies.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That is why we have told you since we first encountered you that you are wisdom embodied in this little being.
Here.
This is in the past few years, this is the first time that you've not said, oh, that's not true. Instead, now you are saying, thank you. Evolution. And to know that sometimes that energy is coming in and is naming itself, but because you have trained your energy to identify that, that is why, and it comes with a little practice. So keep practicing.
What a glorious day.
We love you so much for your day of integration. So as you go through your day, even if you're doing something menial like laundry, again, we don't know why you just don't buy new clothes. But that is your choice.
We'd have to wash them if they were new.
That would be a belief system. That in that capacity, everything that you do today, see how you can do it with intention. Of, you know your intention as to why you are here. It may just be receptivity and open-heartedness. Or you may be stating what you were receiving from the gift that you were given initially, and if you're looking for that, the Vessel Mariner brought her journal so you could look at that again and see how this day of integration comes in with the hot springs. And I ask each of you to go into the hot springs sometime today and to allow that permeation of your field and the stark difference of when you're in the water and out of the water, or the body parts that you have out of the water and the body parts that you have in the water. And to know that that contrast is not about separation. There are those that say that duality does not exist any longer. But that is contrast. And it is not about separating those parts of yourself into cold and warm. It is about knowing that when parts of yourself are colder than the other parts, you are not still separate. You are still in one body. can see how you're going to go through your day today with intention. And we would ask you to take some moments today to sit and be in stillness, even if it is in the water, or not in the water, or as you're sitting in the hydroponic tour, if they allow you some time to sit and listen to the plants as they are growing. Or respect of the energy that it took to create the ice museum. That is his life purpose. We love you deeply. We will have one more circle before we each go into our own worlds. But we will each take a part of the other with us always. We love you. We honor you. We bid you namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.